Nolte, Trump settlement talks and resignations create chaos at disgraced 60 Minutes. By John Nolte on May 1, 2025. A CBS News insider says the atmosphere around the now disgraced 60 Minutes is one of chaos over the next shoe expected to drop. Nobody knows what the next shoe that will drop, the insider told Fox News Digital. And internally, it's just very chaotic because everyone doesn't know what will happen next. Already, the insufferable, elitist, serial lying smugs at 60 Minutes are dealing with the abrupt resignation of executive producer Bill Owens, who went out sniveling like a little bitch. Best of all, there's the $20 billion lawsuit President Trump filed against CBS and 60 Minutes after the disgraced outlet was caught red-handed using the publicly owned airwaves to rig the 2024 presidential election by selectively editing an answer in her favor, given by Kamala Harris just weeks before the election. Currently, the parent company of CBS News, Paramount, is in arbitration to settle the Trump suit. This insider is not happy about that. I hope they don't because it insinuates we did something wrong, the insider told Fox. If we weren't in the midst of the merger, we wouldn't. And we would be more vocal at defending ourselves. And then there's the merger. The glorious merger with Skydance, which is owned by David Ellison, a friend of President Trump's. Remember, media and entertainment executives are only supposed to be friends with Democrats. That's in the Constitution or something. Get out of our way and let us keep working how we have been for decades. This insider said to Paramount Chief Shari Redstone by way of Fox News. We all know what that means. As I had written before, what these lying smugs are most afraid of is living in a world of oversight and accountability. Under Bill Owens, 60 Minutes has moved from being a left-wing news show to a full-fledged misinformation propaganda outlet spreading lies about Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the COVID origins, Hunter Biden's laptop, Doge, and more. These moral degenerates not only want to continue to deceive the American people, but they also want everyone to accept these lies as fact simply because we are supposed to agree that lies told by 60 Minutes are facts. CBS should lose its broadcast license. We the people own the airwaves, not CBS. The fact that CBS is allowed to lie, deceive, divide, and manipulate us for free on our own airwaves is obscene. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.